The shadow bomb had opened a Velcro-sized hole in the hull of the Ness ship, but the blast had penetrated only as deep as the second deck, where Luke now stood amid a tangle of devastation. The force was too filled with ripples to tell where Lomi Plo had gone, but he knew by the cold knot in his stomach and the ache in his limbs that she was somewhere nearby, watching and waiting for the right moment to attack again. Luke looked up and saw Han and June two stories above, dimly silhouetted against the star-flecked void of space. C-3PO and R2-D2 were nowhere in sight. Han had left the damaged droids on the exterior of the ship, where they would be easy to retrieve on the way out. Luke grasped Han and June in the Force and lowered them through the hole, being careful to keep them well away from any jagged edges or sharp protrusions. Once they were down, Mara Stealth X appeared in the breach and descended on its repulsor lifts, slowly spinning in a circle. Luke kneeled at June's side and touched helmet so they could converse.
"Did you see Lomi Plo up there when she tried to sneak up on me?"
"I saw something," June said.
Sound waves never carried well through helmets, and his nasal accent made the situation worse.
"I did not know it was her until you had the lightsaber fight."
"Good enough," Luke said.
He stood and turned toward Mara Stealth X, now settling on the deck next to him, and activated his comm unit.
"We're a little short on weapons."
Mara nodded inside the cockpit. A moment later, the canopy opened and she passed Luke the E-11 blaster rifle from the survival kit attached to her ejection module.
"What about destroying the hyperdrive?"
she asked over her suitcom.
"We can't let this Nest ship leave the choke."
"I know,"
Luke answered.
"But we have to get Tarfang back first. I dragged him into this and now I have to drag him out."
This drew an affirmative Ewok yap over the suitcom.
"Eat-a-wama."
"We don't have much time,"
Mara warned.
"And we're only going to have one chance to hit the thermal vent you and Han found. I'm down to my last shadow bomb, and the Falcon can't do this."
Luke nodded. He had felt Leia's relief as she and Saba escaped the Akbar's captors aboard the Falcon, and now they were on their way to the Gorog Nest ship to retrieve him, Han, and the others. But the Falcon's concussion missiles would not be accurate enough to reach the Nest ship's hyperdrive, or powerful enough to destroy it even if they did.
"What about Kip and all the other Jedi I sense out here?"
Luke asked.
"Maybe I should call them over to help."
"You could,"
Mara said.
"But you'd have to countermand Admiral Buatu's orders. He has them targeting the hyperdrives of the other Nest ships. This one is my responsibility."